Cochrane. Centering his platform focus on building a better Cochrane for the next generation, Alexander Murphy has joined the municipal election race. Originally from BC, Murphy said he's been dreaming of moving to Cochrane since his family came to Calgary when he was just 12 years old. He and his own young family have since made that dream a reality, moving to town last February. His motivation to better the community from a seat on council stems back to his idealistic vision of the town as a young boy. As soon as I moved here, I realized I needed to be involved, he said. I need to understand what needs to happen by listening to others and then help implement that and really be involved in the community. I plan on staying here forever. The older you get, the more you understand that your community and where you're living and the rules and behaviors and culture in your town really matter. Murphy said he was surprised to discover that although Cochrane seems to have a lot to offer its youth from the outside looking in, it's been difficult for him to find information about local athletic and health programs. In the short time that I've been here, I've been wandering around and I see that we have this really nice sports facility, he said. But myself, I'm struggling to find the information on the different programs for our kids. It's just not very prevalent. On the town website, there should be athletic and health programs explaining what we have in Cochrane. Murphy wants to increase awareness of Cochrane's amenities and create easier access to them, effectively promoting the town and drawing in more people and businesses, while maintaining Cochrane's small town feel. Murphy spent 8 years in the Canadian military in the 3rd Battalion Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry and exited with the rank of Master Corporal. He believes much of what he learned during his time in the military relates to government operations and the trickle-down effect into municipal matters, giving him a unique perspective from other councillors. My discipline and my drive to get things done would probably be the biggest asset that I could bring to council, he said. I'm not a politician. I'm a Cochranite, and if elected, my focus will be on the needs of all Cochranites. I want to take the concerns given to me by residents, package it all up nice and neat, and be able to present that to council. Murphy also described himself as having an entrepreneurial spirit, enjoying the challenges and rewards of starting and growing a business. He currently runs a construction company based out of Edmonton called Greyhammer, which he co-founded in 2016. The business has expanded to 3 locations across Western Canada, and is now a $1.4 million operation. I keep hearing from council that spending money drives growth, Murphy said. That's what I'm hearing people say. Growth is good, but I don't know if I agree with that notion. I'm looking into it and I'm questioning if that statement is really true or if that has just been passed along from generation to generation, that this is the way we should handle things, by spending more money. Town council is nothing more than an operating business that works for the people, creating revenue sources and managing expenses, with the goal of returning the profits back to the people. Murphy joins Paul Singh, Bruce Townley, Samantha Nickerson, Brandon Cruz, Caitlin Chamberlain, Dan Cunin, Deborah Murphy and Todd Muir in the race for a town councillor seat. Councillors Morgan Nagel, Marnie Fedeco and Tara McFadden have all announced they will seek re-election during the municipal election taking place on October 18. The town will continue to accept candidate nomination papers until September 20 at noon.